Funding for anything you ever wanted to know comes from SMU Continuing and Professional Education.
It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. It is Friday, the 31st of March. It's the last show of March, the last show of this quarter, if you're into thinking of the year that way. And you can call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. Starting off today, we've got several emails that have come in. We've got an email from Michael in Flower Mound who asks, does anyone know a place in the Metroplex area where I can get the small 20 or 24 ounce aluminum CO2 paintball tanks hydro tested? He says they have to be tested every 5 years. Where can he get that done? 800-933-5372. Email from Roy in Fort Worth who wants to help, needs help settling a debate. He writes, is it absolutely, positively, unequivocally documented in bona fide medical journals or white papers that the sun, quote, causes skin cancer? He says the operative word being causes, not as in leads to or is related to, etc. Does anybody know the answer to that one? Jaime says, I'm trying to find a restaurant. There used to be a delicious taco stand at the Dallas Farmers Market. They sold the most delicious tacos, he says, burritos, fruit water. It was in the octagonal building outside one of the pavilions. They moved 2 or 3 years ago to a new location. Does anyone know the name of the business or where they moved? And speaking of tanks, this is from someone who says, I have a big propane tank for a deep fryer that I need to store. It's the same kind, he says, you would use for a gas grill. And he or she writes, I'm wondering if it's safe to store it in a non-climate-controlled storage unit through the heat of the summer. I don't know why it wouldn't be, but maybe somebody knows. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We got an email from Eunice who says, my husband and I are looking for a social nudist group convenient to the Crowley-Burleson area. She says, we're familiar with the Sunbirds group in North Dallas, but would like a similar group centered more towards the Southwest. Should be a G-rated group, she says, that doesn't charge huge membership fees. Take a couple of suggestions on that. Let's see. We got an email from Michelle, who says, there are fire ants in my mailbox. Do your listeners have any natural solutions to getting rid of these pesky pests? She says, I'm hesitant to use diatomaceous earth because I don't want the mail carrier to think that it's something else. Anybody have recommendation for the ants? You know, you can use like dish soap and vinegar mixture in a spray bottle. You can use some of that, and that will stop them in their tracks. But we'll see what the audience has. I'm sure we'll get lots of suggestions. But you already threw down the diatomaceous earth restriction, which makes sense. So we'll see if we get some other ones as well. Up next at 800-933-5372, actually up first today, let's talk to Jessica in Dallas. Hello, Jessica.
Hey there, Jeff. How are you today?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I am having a problem with ants constantly invading my sunroom ceiling mm-hmm. and eating the ceiling and leaving debris that drop down and sometimes get into our food. And I was wanting a good way to get rid of these pesky critters.
All right. Well, Jessica, you've probably called the right place. We'll see if we get some recommendations for you.
Thanks.
Thanks for calling. It sounds like spring has definitely sprung because right out of the gate, a couple of ant questions. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. We got a couple of tweets at Jeff Whittington on Twitter, by the way. Kyle tweeted and says, most welding supply stores offer tank testing. This is in regard to that CO2 paintball tank testing question. Let's see. Rocky tweeted and wants to know, does anybody have any advice on how to set up a scholarship in memory of his mom, who Rocky says passed away recently to pancreatic cancer? So sorry to hear that, Rocky. But if you have some suggestions for him, I'm retweeting these, by the way. Chris wants to know via Twitter, do we transcribe or post all of the questions and answers somewhere for documentation or future reference? And is it public? Actually, we post a podcast every Friday that's absolutely free, available to the public. You can subscribe to that podcast at kere.org/anything. There's a subscribe button at the top of the page. We'd love for you to subscribe. But then with Twitter, we do get kind of a running record, I guess, of questions and answers that have been asked, and people can answer right on the Twitter. But we don't currently transcribe and post the questions and answers. Maybe someday we'll be able to do that. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. It's kind of fun, though, because it's on the radio. And it is originally a radio show, I guess. Let's go back to the phones. 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Lisa in Southlake. Hello, Lisa.
Hi, Jeff. I'm so glad to reach you and hope the listeners out there can help me out.
Okay, what you got?
I've got, and I've sent a question in by email, and I don't always get to listen. So, yeah, it would be great if I could figure out how to go back and do podcasts, but I'm a Luddite. So
it's pretty easy. It's pretty easy these days. If I can figure out how to subscribe to podcasts, believe me, anyone can.
Well, I do need help. I've got an old phone. I think it'll blow up if I ask it to do more things, seriously. But I have the family's old Mercedes, 1967 250S. Mm-hmm. It's a four-door sedan, nothing exciting. But I learned to drive in that car, and it has not been run in probably 15 to 20 years. Unfortunately, it has not been covered well enough from the weather. Mm-hmm. So it's starting to look a bit sad, and I just don't know where to begin the idea of trying to get it to fixed up and running, or whether I donate to KERA, which I've done with several old cars that just wore out. So I'm hoping people know how to begin to assess whether I can bring it back to life and what the cost would be.
Do you know if the fluids were drained before it was parked, or do you think it still has
transmission
and engine oil? Okay.
I guarantee they weren't.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, we'll see if somebody has a recommendation for you. You're in Southlake. We'll see if somebody has a couple of maybe there'll be a couple of suggestions for you.
Well, I can tow it anywhere it needs
to
go, but I just don't know how you assess where to start.
Okay, well, we'll hopefully get some help for you.
Thank you.
Lisa, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, of course, anything at kera.org. Let's see, that's where someone wants to know. This is actually from Josephine, who wants to know, where did the saying holy moly come from? Does anybody know where that one got started? Brittany emailed and says, we have what appear to be original hardwoods in our new-to-us 1953 house. When we moved in, they were virtually scratch-free. We keep scratching or scuffing them with very little effort over the last month. We've never had this issue in other houses. Is it the sealant that is scratching? Is there a way to fix or prevent it? She says, I just don't see how we are so easily scratching them when they seemingly hadn't been scratched in the last 60 years. Anybody know what's going on? And Steph wants to know, does anyone have any advice about how to apprentice or learn falconry? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Jesse in Terrell. Hello, Jesse.
Hi. You're getting some great questions today.
Oh, well.
I've wondered the holy moly thing myself 1,000 times. This is for the lady who has ants in her mailbox.
Mm-hmm.
Boiling water.
Hmm.
That's
just to get them, just to get them out.
To kill them.
To kill them. Will that keep them from coming back, or That's just that'll knock them down at least.
They typically what they'll do is they'll just pick up and move somewhere else. But
okay.
I've done it and not ever in a structure like
right.
a mailbox, but I have done it to ant piles on the ground, and in one instance I had to do it twice. I had to get to get the ant pile to move along. But it works very effectively.
Okay, and we'll say be very careful pouring a pot of boiling water into your mailbox because it sounds like it might if you think about it it might come back out at you.
Sure. Yes, I suppose to be perfectly correct, you would have to warn somebody. But it was very effective.
Well, thanks for calling.
So, you're welcome. Right. Bye bye.
Up next is Barb in Arlington. Hey, Barb.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
I have a better cure for fire ants,
okay.
but it's not fast, but it is environmentally safe.
Okay.
It's a product called Logic, and what it does is it neuters the queen, so it's a bait. It's not a poison, so it's safe for your children, your pets, birds, whatever. And you just sprinkle it around the mound, and you try to leave the mound undisturbed. And the catch is, you can't do it within 48 hours of rain because it'll wash away. You have to give the worker ants time to pick up the bait and bring it to the queen. She gets neutered. She stops producing eggs. And the colony does not know how to defend against that particular biological happening. And they just fade away. They just die out. But it takes several weeks. The box says 4 to 8 weeks. I've always seen it taking less than that.
Okay.
So I guess it depends. What? Go ahead.
No, I just said okay. Okay.
I guess it depends how big the mound is. The thing is, all these other features that people, cures that people use, like poisons and like the lady said with the boiling water, that's a quick cure, I guess, mm-hmm. or a quick fix. But it does is get the fire ants to move. And sometimes with poisons, they not only move, they split into separate colonies. So it makes it worse in the long run. This stuff, if everybody would use it, if the cities would use it, we wouldn't have a fire ant problem. Anyway, it always was sold under the name Logic, but I think it's been bought by another company because last year I bought the product. It lasts forever. It's rather expensive, but it lasts forever. Go ahead.
Barb, we need to move on, but thanks so much for calling. Okay?
Let me just say one last thing. It's now under the name Ortho, so people are looking for it.
Oh, great. Thanks so much.
All right, bye-bye.
Let's see. Before we go to a break, maybe we can get one more on this from Kristen in Denton. Hey, Kristen.
Hey, I too have a solution to the ants. I mean, besides getting rid of the source in any way you want, what I find, since I have a fire ant problem in my apartment, is when you have the stray ants left over after you've killed the mound and everything, peppermint oil, essential peppermint oil on a cotton swab. And you rub it around the entrance of the mailbox, and that will detract ants from coming in. They hate the smell.
Great. Hey, thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA. I'm Jeff Whittington. Phone number is 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington, which is what Jeff did, saying cornstarch and sugar. Ants eat it and explode. And Stephen Maines also voted for boiling water. So keep them coming. 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. But don't go anywhere. More of your questions and answers coming up.
Funding for Anything You Ever Wanted to Know comes from SMU Continuing and Professional Education, offering courses in art, literature, film, history, and languages, as well as professional certificates and test preparation. Registration online at smu.edu/CAPE.
It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. We got a question last week about good natural areas for photographs, for portraits, etc. And Liz emailed us and said, for Kayla, your caller is looking for a good natural area for photos. It's more landscapes than natural, but TWU in Denton has lovely areas where people do wedding photography, flowers, water, and trees. For more untouched nature, Liz suggests the Greenbelt and parks around Louisville Lake. We got a question last week about getting a sewing machine up and running, and Elise recommended Mr. Sewing Machine as a place to take it and get looked at. Rick said for photo spots around town, check out shothotspot.com, all one word. So it's a site for all kinds of locations for photographers. We got an answer on the propane tank question from Greg and Parker, who says, yep, they're safe to store in the garage. I've done so for years. He says these tanks are generally built very well, but any concerns about a leaky tank should be inspected immediately. And Ryan in Denton emailed and says the Wikipedia article on skin cancer alone has a link to three different papers regarding the causes of cancer, and the first is titled Ultraviolet Radiation and Skin Cancer. As for the mechanism of action, Ryan says UVB light is ionizing. That means that it damages DNA directly. Biopsied cells from basal and squamous cell cancers contain DNA which have damage done directly by UVB light. He says UVA is not ionizing, but it does create free radicals within cells which can and do cause DNA damage. This tends to lead to melanoma-type cancers. So a couple answers on that. And one more before we go back to the phones. This is from Christina, who says, recently a C-sized battery in my pocket started getting hot to the point that I almost couldn't hold it. I just arrived at a nursery on Greenville Avenue and ran in hoping someone knew what to do. One of the employees took it and threw it in a waterway behind the nursery and said they had done that several times before. Ever since, I've been worried about what might happen to the waterway and the fish and plants that live there. Do your listeners have any suggestions about what else to do with such a battery? Well, we're supposed to be recycling batteries. We used to just throw them in the landfill, but that has turned out to not be such a great idea when we realized that throwing things away really meant throwing things into a truck and driving them a few miles from our houses and dumping them in a big pile and then like bulldozing them and covering them with dirt. And eventually, you know, maybe someday putting a soccer field or something over it. But the stuff is still there, and the toxic materials that are in some of the products we used end up getting into the groundwater. It sounds like this one got right into the groundwater. But the question still remains, what do you do with a battery that starts getting all hot and stuff? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. I mean, I'm assuming you wouldn't want to take that battery and just throw it in your bin of used batteries that I know everybody has at their place under the sink or in the garage, that when it gets full, they take it to the home hazardous chemical collection place and turn them in for recycling. So what do you do with a battery that gets all hot? 800-933-5372. Up next, let's talk to Don in Arlington. Hello, Don.
Hey, how you doing today?
Doing well.
I'm calling about the tank being stored in a storage facility.
Yeah.
Most storage facilities will not let you store a tank like that inside of it because it's classified as a hazard. It can build up pressure, and you can get an explosion or a fire. So whoever wants to store it in there may want to check with that facility and see if that's okay to do that, but normally they will not let you do it.
It's a good point. And he didn't specify whether it was a like a rental storage place or just a storage place. It might be, you know, his personal storage place. But that's a good point, Don. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
You bet. Up next, let's talk to Joseph in Haltom City. Hey, Joseph.
Hello. How you doing?
Doing well.
Yeah, I had an answer about the fire ants in the mailbox.
Yeah.
I actually had fire ants on the windowsill, and I didn't want to use insecticide, so I took some just plain rubbing alcohol out of just a little bit of water to it in a spray bottle, and I sprayed it, and I think they moved on.
Very good. Thanks for the suggestion. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Thank you.
Let's see. Let's talk next to Shelley calling from Fort Worth. Hey, Shelley.
Hi. I have an answer, kind of, mm-hmm. to the skin cancer and sun question.
Okay.
So I actually study causes of disease. It's called epidemiology. And one of the things that epidemiology says is that we can't ever really find the cause of something,
mm-hmm.
if that makes sense. So we find things that are strongly related, highly associated. We can have causal mechanisms, like the man who emailed in with the UVA and UVB radiation.
Right.
Those are like component causes, so mm-hmm. they go into having, you know, somebody may develop skin cancer, but a person can be exposed to the sun, meaning UV radiation, for years and never develop skin cancer. Just like somebody can smoke for years and years and never develop lung cancer, though we know that smoking is associated with lung cancer. So it might be hard to find a study that actually says, yes, the sun directly causes skin cancer, but you will be definitely be able to find lots of studies that say, yes, UV radiation is highly associated with the development of skin cancer.
Very good. Thanks so much for calling.
You're welcome. Right. Bye.
Up next at 800-933-5372, let's talk to Kevin in the Colony. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Jeff. Great to talk to you.
Same here.
So I actually have two answers. First one is for the floors.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that I have similar hardwood floors, and I noticed that the furniture was primarily causing the scuffing. I have a habit of just plopping down the couch pretty hard after work. So I just went out to Walmart, and they have amazing furniture pads. You can even get some that are the size of, like, coasters.
Cool.
And that will help with that. And then as far as the battery, if you have access to sand, sand is the best thing to put any kind of battery you're concerned about into. If you don't have sand, you can use some dry dirt. You want to make sure it's not moist.
Mm-hmm.
But any battery that you're concerned about, and honestly, you should put all of your batteries into something like that, because if they come in contact with each other, they can close a circuit and they can cause all kinds of problems. But sand's the best thing for any kind of battery you're concerned about.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. We got a question via Twitter from Ryan, who wants to know, what's the best material with which to fill a depression in my yard? Soil and sand mixture? Something else? Greg tweeted and says, propane tanks are stored outdoors, typically, so that any leaky valve will not result in a buildup of gas that could explode. That is a very good, that's a very good suggestion, Greg. Keep it outside. let's see. We got some emails, too. This is from Ellis, who says, the best thing for getting rid of ants is spraying or laying down dry boric acid in or at the entrance of the mailbox. This is also a good remedy for cockroaches. Jim says, I've always been able to totally remove indoor ants by feeding them dry hominy grits. It must stay dry. If it gets wet, it just feeds them. Let's see. He also says, holy moly was a favorite exclamation of Captain Marvel, a truly imaginative and humorous superhero active in the 1940s. So maybe someone, a writer there, came up with it, perhaps. This is from Angela, who says, for your listener looking to possibly restore an old Mercedes, I work the front office of German European Imports in Plano, and we can do mechanical restorations and can refer for cosmetic restorations. If you bring it in, you can get an estimate of all that needs to be done, and then decide if you think it's worth the cost of refurbishment. So that's Angela at German European Imports in Plano, Texas. And Andy says on the ants, I've used cayenne pepper as a natural deterrent for ants. He says, I use a little in my cabinets and small amounts at the back to keep them away. Speaking of Mercedes's, Cal in Benbrook says, I'm looking at options for a second career and wonder, is there a trade school that trains Mercedes-Benz technicians in the DFW area? So we'll close the circle. Maybe I don't know that. Well, I don't know where I was going with that. I was thinking maybe that Cal. Never mind. Up next on the phones, 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Beth in Sherman. Hey, Beth.
Hi. I'm a licensed falconer, so I have a very good idea of what to do.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to want to visit the Texas Hawking Association website, which is texashawking.info. And from there, they can find Mark Smith's email, and he is the current THA apprentice coordinator, and he can set them up with finding people to go out hunting with. As far as finding a sponsor, it's sort of like asking to date someone. It's a very personal question, and right. You know, they have to commit a lot of time to you. So it's considered very rude to just ask someone out of the blue to be your sponsor. So the best thing they can do is talk to Mark Smith and go out hunting with people. And after they've had a few hunts with those people, maybe ask one of them to sponsor them.
Very good. Hey, thanks so much for calling.
Yeah, thank you.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Dorothy in Arlington. Hello, Dorothy.
Hi, how are you doing, Jim?
Doing well.
Again, on the fire ants or any kind of ants, I use orange oil and water, and on the bottle of orange oil, it'll tell you how to mix it. I use that indoors and outdoors to kill ants and all kinds of bugs. You can use it on your countertops, you know, for cleaning and everything, keeps the ants out. And also on the beds, you can use cream of wheat. And again, it has to be dry. They eat it. They take it down into the nest, feed it to the queen. Once they get some moisture in them, it blows them up, which is very satisfying to me.
So, all right. Well,
that's
hey,
it.
Dorothy, thanks so much for calling.
Right, thank all you. Right.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Brian in Fort Worth. Hello, Brian.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
Hey, I was actually just calling in because I'm an apprentice falconer as well. The previous lady that gave an answer, she was spot on about the THA and Mark Smith. One other resource that would be really good is the gentleman that she mentioned, Mark Smith. He started a Facebook group for Texas Falconry Apprentices that you can look up. And it's, I mean, it's not just apprentices that are on there, but it's geared towards apprentices and helping them. And you can glean a lot of really good information off of that Facebook group. And like I said, everything else the previous lady stated about Mark Smith and the THA and everything is spot on.
Fantastic. Brian, thanks for calling.
Hey, no problem.
800-933-5372 is the telephone number. Email address, anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. That's what Edwin looks like did, who says, for Mercedes restoration, Laszlo's in Richardson has got it all. L-A-S-Z-L-O apostrophe S. Laszlo's in Richardson. That's what Edwin recommends. Let's see. Nicole wants to know, how can I get a log of iMessages between iPhones if the phone wasn't backing up to the cloud? And she says, no access to the phone in question, not included on the phone bill if connected to Wi-Fi. Does anybody have a recommendation? 800-933-5372, email anything at kera.org, or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's talk next to Patrick calling from Plano. Hello, Patrick.
Hi, how are you doing again?
Doing well.
Good. I have some answers for the ladies with their Mercedes.
Mm-hmm.
Is that they want to get an estimate on what to do with the old Mercedes is... mechanically, you can go to Arthur's Mercedes shop in Plano. He's an old guy that's been around for quite some time. Mm-hmm. He might be able to tell. But older Mercedes are kind of hard to kill, so it may not need all that much. If you want to do the whole thing, I work at Classic BMW. We have a restoration department. I'm sure Mercedes-Benz of Plano does also, and they have access to Mercedes-Benz vintage parts. So if they need to find something OEM for it, they can get it. And the one person I was wanting to know about education for working for Mercedes,
yeah.
Really what I'd recommend is starting working in a Mercedes dealership, because they'll want to put you through their program. I mean, you can go to a technical school, but unless you have, like, some previous mechanical experience, you're not going to get up further than, say, an hourly position. So it's best maybe just to start from the bottom, work your way up, and learn from there.
Very good. Hey, thanks so much for calling.
All right. You're welcome.
Up next at 800-933-5372, let's talk to Rollin in Dallas. Hello, Rollin.
Good afternoon, Jeff. Have another answer on the battery.
Okay.
What happens when you have a battery in your pocket, if it's got change or keys or things like that, charge them out, they do overheat, but as soon as you take them out, then they're, again, harmless, and if they're probably pretty run down at that point, but they can be put in your normal recycle, how you would take them. Places like Home Depot and Lowe's have battery recycle bins where you can drop batteries off and they'll actually take them to the people that harvest them for the materials.
Fantastic. Hey, thanks so much for calling.
You're welcome.
We got an email on this from Harold and McKinney as well, who says, first thing, place the hot battery somewhere that will be safe in case it catches fire, like the middle of the driveway. And then once the battery cools down, take it to a recycling center. Lowe's has bins at the front of the store to deposit batteries. Well, thanks for those answers. You can give us your questions, your answers. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA. Call us 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. We'll be back in about 2.5 minutes.
Funding for Anything You Ever Wanted to Know comes from SMU Continuing and Professional Education, offering courses in art, literature, film, history, and languages, as well as professional certificates and test preparation. Registration online at smu.edu/CAPE.
It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. And I mentioned this earlier in the show, and I usually say it at the end, but I'm trying to get in the habit of mentioning it a little more frequently. We have a free podcast of this show that you can download to the pod of your choice and listen to it wherever and whenever and however you choose. Just go to kera.org/anything, and you can find the subscription link at the top of the page. It's very easy for you to subscribe, and the podcasts will be automatically downloaded to your device whenever you log in and every week when we post them. So we'd love to see you as a subscriber at kera.org/anything. Up next on the phone at 800-933-5372, let's talk to John in Plano. Hello, John.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well.
I have an artificial grass installation company in Plano, and we move decomposed granite. It's just a base material, and we move like 25 to 50 tons a week with wheelbarrows. And I was wondering if there was any fabrication shop or any individual that could help us build a motorized wheelbarrow. They're already out there, but they're like $2,000 to $4,000. And if you look at the components, it's maybe $400 or $500 in parts. So just wondering if there's any type of those shops out there. that could do something like that.
Well, so are you unloading it from a truck to the wheelbarrow, or dumping it, then picking it up, putting it in the wheelbarrow, and then taking it to the spot?
From a trailer, okay. And then loading it into the wheelbarrow, so we don't have to shovel it up. We just, you know, basically shovel it directly
into the wheelbarrow.
Sometimes it's 20 feet, sometimes it's 200 feet.
That stuff's heavy, too. It's really heavy.
Oh, yeah. It can be up to 500 pounds, you know, depending on how much you put in there. And when we're taking out the material, the sod that we take out of people's lawns, we have to go up a ramp that's, you know, it's about 4 foot off the ground and about an 11-foot long ramp. And it would just, I think, save wear and tear on the guys that work for me. And
sure.
Again, they're already out there. They're just really expensive. And yep. I've priced out engines and things. And I just would like to find somebody that could build a few of those for us.
Well, we'll see if somebody has a suggestion for you.
All right, great. Thanks so much.
Stay tuned, and hopefully we'll get one for you. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Miriam in Fort Worth. Hey, Miriam.
Hey.
Go right ahead.
Someone called in looking for an answer on what to fill a hole in their yard with.
Yeah.
Which, of course, doesn't tell us why the hole's there. So normally holes end up in a landscape because we removed something that was there, probably depleted the soil of nutrients when a tree died or something.
Right. It sounds like it was a sort of maybe a low spot or a depression or something like that. Yeah.
And the neatest thing to put in is not either just purely soil or soil and sand, but to do a mixture of wooden material and layer it almost like a lasagna where you have wood or mulch and then some soil that's similar to your topsoil and then another layer until you fill it up. And what'll happen is it'll create a carbon cycle in that hole, and he'll end up with the richest part of his soil being right there. And it's just, it will keep it from becoming another low spot quite as quickly because it attracts microbes and they grow there and hold it together.
Cool. Thanks so much for the recommendation.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Stephen in Lakewood. Hello, Stephen.
How's it going, Jeff?
It's going well.
Hey, got a question, or I got an answer for the guy that was looking for a Mercedes-Benz technical school.
Yeah.
You could probably do a UTI, a Universal Technical Institute. It's over there by DFW. You can see it as you're driving out on 30.
Okay.
You kind of have to qualify for it, so you got to do good in the tech school and then get invited into the elite program if they still do it like that. And then another thing, thank you for the lady with filling in the hole answer. That's pretty awesome. I do have a hole, but I'm going to use that.
Nice.
And that's it.
Very good.
Have a great day.
Thanks for calling. You too.
Thank you.
Let's see. Email anything at kera.org. Twitter at Jeff Whittington. That's where Rex tweeted and asks, is there a person or a company that installs and gets a greenhouse up and running using hydro or aeroponics? Does anybody know where or who to contact about that? Kim emailed us and says, after cleaning out, actually this is Steph, after cleaning out the current ants in the mailbox, you may want to place a, quote, new car scent little tree air freshener in the mailbox. She says the ants won't like it as it has a very strong scent. And your letter carrier will be in for an aromatic surprise. We also got an email from Liza, in Dallas, who says, I have multiple brassieres that have damage to the hook closure on the back. Could any of your educated and knowledgeable listeners guide me to a brassiere repair person or location? I'm not the best with do-it-yourself. So probably a tailor or seamstress or someone who sews who can help with that. Let's see. And Scott, the president of the Texas Hawking Association, it's cool to know that the falconry cohort listens to the show. Thanks for being with us, y'all. Scott says the individuals interested in falconry may contact the Texas Hawking Association via texashawking.info, which I think is the web address we got before, but thanks for confirming that. And Scott says, we'll be happy to answer any questions and direct people through the process of becoming a licensed falconer in Texas. And one more before we go back to the phones. This is from Amber, who says, I'm looking for authentic Quebec cheese curds that I can buy locally. These are the type that are used in traditional poutine. Anybody know where to find authentic Quebec cheese curds locally, like the ones used in poutine? If you know what that means, then you'll know what I'm talking about and where to find them. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Marshall in Carrollton. Hello, Marshall.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
So I have an answer regarding the woman who's trying to back up the iMessages on her iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
So I work with a tech company and deal with iPhones pretty extensively. So the only way to back up your iMessages is actually to go through a backup. She was saying the iCloud backup was not working for her, which is an encounter or something that I encounter pretty regularly.
Mm-hmm.
However, there is another way you can back up. If you have a computer with iTunes on it and the iTunes is up to date, then you should be able to simply plug your phone into the computer, and then at the top left of the screen, kind of where there's a drop-down menu that says music, a small phone icon should appear.
Right.
If you click on that, you should be, see the option to hit backup now. You don't want to hit restore from backup. That'll mess everything up. But if you hit backup now at that point, it should back up your phone, and that will include all the iMessages, all the iMessage threads.
Great. Hey, thanks so much.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Andrea in Arlington. Hello, Andrea.
Hi there. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
So we're hoping to remodel our bathroom, and we wanted to do recycled glass countertops.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're mainly finding is that they sell them by the slab. So I was hoping that maybe somebody knew, anybody in the DFW area that could be able to sell us maybe 10 by 15 inch little section beside our countertop.
So you just need a little section.
Yeah, two little sections by the sink, and they usually want to sell it by the slab for like $1,000.
Huh.
So
it sounds
we don't
like,
need that much.
Yeah, it sounds like you're looking for someone who installs those things, who has chunks left over, perhaps.
Yeah, maybe the trash that they'd be willing to sell us, they can make a profit
right.
for. But, I mean, we could go with any different color. We were hoping with light blue, but I guess to save $1,000, we're willing to go for a different color.
All right, well, we'll see if we get... We're almost out of time today, but we'll see if we get some suggestions for you. If not today, maybe
Thank
in
you
the
so much.
Intervening week between now and next week. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Let's see. Got a call next from Carlton in Dallas. Hello, Carlton.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
So my wife and I recently bought a home in Dallas, and it came with some pretty nice window dressings. They are shades. Window shades, and the brand is Hunter Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
My cat apparently really likes the shades, and he scratched them and ripped them to shreds. I'm wondering if there are any area or any companies in the DFW area that will repair just the shade part so that we don't have to replace the entire window dressing.
And it's all one unit. It has, describe again how it's put together. There's like a, are they sort of pull down shades or?
Yeah, that's essentially right. There is a shade that rolls mm-hmm. into kind of the overhang for the window. And so you should ideally be able to just replace the fabric.
Gotcha. All right. Well, we'll see. Again, we're almost out of time, but we'll see if we get a recommendation for you. If not today, maybe next week.
Great, thank you.
You bet. Let's see. Time for a few more calls. Let's talk to Henry next in Fort Worth. Hey, Henry.
Yes, it's about the motorized wheelbarrow.
Yes.
What he might do is contact a university in the engineering department and pose it as a class project. Oftentimes, students will come up with solutions for complicated problems like, say, for instance, someone that needs an artificial arm or something.
Right.
And they can come up with a very cheap solution. That's because their mind isn't quite frozen yet. Okay.
Right.
So that might be an avenue. Just contact different universities and see if the professor will take him up on giving that as a challenge to his students.
Great, Henry. Well, thanks so much for calling.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. Let's get an answer from Lexi in Richardson. Hello, Lexi.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, doing well.
Well, I have an answer for the lady who was looking for someplace where she could get repaired.
Uh-oh, you broke up. So say one more time.
I have an answer for the lady who is wanting to get some repairs done to brassiere hooks, bras.
Yeah.
There is a shop that's been in Dallas for many years in the Casalinda Shopping Center at the corner of Garland Road and Buckner called the Maddox Shop. That's M-A-D-D-O-X shop. And they sell lingerie, and they also specialize in alterations and repairs to lingerie.
Very good. Thanks so much.
Okay. Again, that's the Maddox Shop. I hope it helps.
Thanks so much for calling.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Let's see. Let's get one more on the wheelbarrow question from Charlie in Weatherford. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Jeff. I got some information for the gentleman, and it may not be exactly what he wants to hear, but I've been a welder fabricator for 16 years, and he might be better off just buying the pre-made device. In most cases, fabrication shops are going to charge him about $100 an hour to build what he wants to build.
Right.
It sounds like what he's needing is going to be a pretty large, sturdy device, so we're probably looking at a minimum of 8 to 12 hours to build it, just from my experience. And if he's looking at, he's already got $400 just to buy the parts he needs.
He's getting close, yeah.
That doesn't include the metal fabrication materials he needs. So
right.
He might be already spending the same amount of money he's going to buy to have one that's already pre-built.
Yeah, it sounded like he said he found them for about $2,000. It sounds like he might be getting close to that number
already. Yeah, he's probably going to be looking at pretty close to the same money. That's just my experience is people have brought things to us that have the same idea. Hey, can you build it cheaper than I can buy it? And in most cases, it's really hard to do.
All right. Well, Charlie, thanks for calling.
Yes, sir.
We also got a couple of emails here. One, and this is obviously not going to get an answer today, but Ty is sent us an email with the subject line, "Need a mime." And Ty says, "I'm hoping you can help me find where to hire a mime in Dallas. Anybody have a recommendation on that? Let us know." And Vincent says, "Since your listeners recently purchased the home," this is about the scuffed wooden floors. He says, "The floors are probably treated with a simple restoring solution from a hardware store. It does not work for long-term protection. They will want to have the floors professionally cleaned, then waxed or sealed with polyurethane." Well, another episode of Anything You Ever Wanted to Know is in the books and headed toward the podcast, which you can find KERA.org/anything. Show's produced by Stephen Becker, engineered by Shelley Knavy. Fiona Norton answers the phones. Our associate producer is Samantha Guzman. And you know you can reach us via email to anything@KERA.org. You know where to find me on Twitter. It's @JeffWhittington on the Twitter. And thanks to each and every one of you for listening and for writing and calling in. Y'all have a fantastic and safe weekend, and we'll see you back here next week.